With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is hopeful that Congress can avert a government shutdown at the end of the week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
The president told reporters on Air Force One that he thinks a spending bill that would keep federal agencies funded through September will probably pass this week. But he's not ruling out a possible shutdown.
Could happen. I mean, the Democrats want that. They want to destroy the country. So I can't tell you, but it could happen.
Congress must act by midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Saudi Arabia is to host talks on Tuesday between the United States and Ukraine. That's after an argument erupted during President Volodymyr Zelensky's February 28th visit to the White House. Correspondent John Gabriel reports.
Saudi Arabia is going to host a key meeting between the Ukrainians and the Americans over the ongoing Russian war on that country. And both those two countries, as well as Saudi Arabia, are looking to really come out ahead from these talks. First, the Ukrainians. They are trying to recover after that disastrous meeting that President Volodymyr Zelensky had in the Oval Office last month.
The talks will take place in Jeddah, a port city on the Red Sea. First fires on New York's Long Island, fanned by high winds, picked up quickly. The fires spewing thick gray smoke into the sky and closed a major highway. Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency and says state agencies were responding to the fires around the Pine Barrens, a wooded area that is home to commuter towns east of New York City. Elon Musk's ex social media platform experiencing multiple outages. The outage tracking website downtector.com has taken note of those outages that happened earlier this morning. This is SRN News. In 2005, Austin, Texas, resident Daniel Gerasi, like everyone in his city, was busy helping over 6,000 families that had flooded into Austin in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. He tells correspondent Lori Tradup of SRN News that the crisis in Austin was a turning point in his life.
It was in the middle of that the Lord downloaded a vision about a crisis response church network model that ultimately led to launching the Austin Disaster Relief Network that built to well over 200 churches, and we've trained well over 10,000 Christian volunteers to mobilize the body of Christ to begin responding to all types of crisis, mostly disasters.
Gerasi's initial church outreach became a blessing to many, since over the next 14 years, Austin, Texas experienced 16 major disasters, with three of those being catastrophic. Tomorrow we'll learn how Gerasi's vision has expanded to churches nationwide. This is SRN News. Key changes could be coming as the nation builds more power plants.
After 4 years of dismal action by the Biden administration and with spiking energy demand, a number of states are pressing for ways to build new power plants faster. Policymakers trying to protect residents from higher electric bills and keep their economies on track. Some states are dangling financial incentives or overhauling regulatory structures. Lawmakers in several states now debating regulatory overhauls to spur power plant construction. Jason Walker reporting.
A single-engine airplane with five people on board crashed and burst into flames in a parking lot near a small airport in suburban Pennsylvania. But police say all five occupants survived that fiery crash around 3 p.m. Sunday, just north of Lancaster Airport in Manheim Township. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.